Shmaitzu Shia Wednesday night, or Leches Tzfat. Shmaitzu Vav, Perek Tez Vav. We're going to start. Shmaitzu Vav is about Eidech Hanem and Bisurin.
Yes.
And we spent, so we spent the last couple of prokim about Chazir Magid, and then we had a half a perek about ADPA, and now we're moving on. Perek Tesvav is Machlokas Atoisus Ridva Rambam Imeidecha Neman Lifsalos Isha LeKahuna. And these things that we've talked about Yuchsin, if it has a name, Zav Shabarva, and all these things, that really we're going to discuss it now. This is going to be the address. This night is going to discuss the concepts. Because of the Taisus Vid, the Perak HaOmer, which happens to be in Kedushin, Maseches Kedushin. Gabi Ishto Zinso Be'edacha, that's the Gemara's case. Amar Rava Amar Avidovish Be'erva Avidovish Be'erva Fokus Mishnayim. The Gemara actually is talking about, it's a hard sugya, because what Abaye says in Eidech, it is Neman if the Baal is Shosek.
Shosek about what?
About what the Eid says.
The Baal.
Yeah, the Baal, who affects the Baal. He's saying she's also to the Baal. We're not giving him Issa. It means we're not going through Abaye now. We're passing like Rova. We know Abaye has to do with Shtika Kaidah. What's the combination? It has to do with Shtika Kaidah. Well, why didn't you open a Gemara?
We were getting to that.
Okay. So it has to do with Shtika Kaidah and... It has to do with Shtika Kaidah, and an Eidechad has a certain degree of Nemonos, and that's why it's Shtika Kaidah. Obviously, if the Eidechad would have no Nemonos, it wouldn't be Shtika Kaidah. But Agabonim Rava says, cut out the baloney, and Dovah Shabar for Pachas Mishnai. That's Zinza Be Eidechad. Vizela Shonar is what the Taisus Rit says. He brings a Raya from the Gemara, and the Shmaitzer will explain the Raya. The Meir Al Isha Shinish base. For an Eidecha to say that a woman is usher to kahuna, or maybe you want to use the word posel to kahuna. A woman becomes posel to kahuna if she was nishbeis, that's midrabanon, or shehi grusha, obviously she's psula le kahuna. The roitzel le posel le kahuna, you could say it's erv, you could say it's iser, an Eidecha never be surin. You could say a piece of meat is chelev, So he could say an ish is a grusha, she's also to a kohen. So the Taisus Rit says, I have arrived from the Gemara, no. Havidovish be'erva, ukedemuchach b'shmaitzu na'kan l'shono. The Shmaitzer will also explain why he should have a dinner dovish be'erva. Now, the Taisus Rit does not say what his raya from the Gemara is. I need a Gemara. Can you get me, please? I'm sorry. Well, it's for everybody. Get me a Gemara Kedushin with Taf Samach Vav. So wait, and get me the Shatenstein, because it's good. We had this Gemara before. It's a Gemara that makes no sense, really. I mean, Chas V'Shalom, you know. A Gemara that is extremely difficult to understand where the Gemara is coming from, where the Gemara is going to, what is it talking about. And the Rishonim will ask you. It's not a secret. But we have to really look at it again. We've looked at it before, because the Gemara compared something to the Mikvah case, where the Mikvah was Chaser. The mikvah is chaser, and the shadows of you go both to the chazok of the mikvah, the chazok of the person. We had this already.
Right?
What?
The mikvah is the part of the Rusa case, right?
Yeah, okay, but we don't have to go into that level of going into it. Thank you. Okay. So, the Shmaitzer is going to explain where the Taisus is coming from, what Gemara is he talking about. The Gemara says, Omar Rava Mino Aminullah. The Gemara says, how do I know? How do I come off saying what I'm saying? Mino Aminullah. I want to bring a riot to what I'm saying. my Rava, Mina Aminu. So he says, I learned it out from the following Braisa. Now, it's left field. We're going to come back and say where he gets it from. It's not from Tanya, really. But it says it's not in the Gemara. It means a Braisa, a Tosefta, actually, a Mikvos. Omer Reb Shimon. Maisa be Megura, there was a pool of water which people used as a mikvah. Obviously, it was rainwater, not shuvim. Shall diskim, which is the name of a place or the name of a person, be Yavne. Shahis Omedes Becheska Shleima, good old mikvah Becheska Shleima 40 saw. Umadadu, one day they decided to, they made the fatal mistake of measuring it. And Meninsos Chaseira, Kol Tyrish, and also Al Gaba, all the things that had been toiveled there, that were Tomei and toiveled to ostensibly make them Tor. Hoyer Rav Shimon, I'm reading now from the Gemara, Hoyer Rav Tarfin Metaher, Rav Tarfin stressed or went, followed more strongly the Cheskas Mikvah, Rav Akiva Metamei, stressing the Cheskos Tumba of the person or the Kehle.
It's not a difference between what Chazak the Meikar and Chazak the Hasha?
No, it's the Tartu Meiso business, which they have the Chazak of the person, oh. And Harei Chosu Lefonecha. But here it's Machlokes from Tarfon. We don't have to go into the Machlokes, only very little. From Tarfon's Matayr and from Kiva Matami. Omer Reb Tarfon, I'm reading from the Gemara now. Omer Reb Tarfon, Harei Mikvah Zebacheska Sholem, Oymed. That is showing. Kiva says Cheskos Tomei. Al the Tarenim Yisofik. Amar Rav Tarfon. I have a moshel, and that a moshel is mamish left field. Koyin is makrav al gabe mizbeach. A koyin is standing doing the avoid on the mizbeach. The noida shu ben grusha ben chalutza. The name Edom came that he's posel avoda. Avodoso kishera. Now here, remember, we found out he was a cholol, and if he's a cholol now, he was a cholol before too. But that's what's strange about the Gemara. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara says the past is kosher in the past, so the mikvah is also kosher in the past. So all the Rishonim say, what? Here, we know he was puzzled, mm-hmm. And for some reason his avodah's kosher. We learn it out, but puzzled, but the evidence avodah's kosher. What does it have to do with the mikvah, where if we knew it was chaser before, then there's no question. Mm-hmm. No question that it's chaser and it's tomei and everything is tomei. So what's the tushto? So this is a question of all the Rishonim. Like, what in the world is the Gemara tushto? Ulfikach kosu kama Rishonim. According to Tarfon, by the mikvah also, maybe there's such a din. Even though weird as it sounds, that okay, then the whole list of Mar Makaimus and the Matzko to look it up and learn it yourself. They smooth out the Gemara. The way he brings it down here on the bottom, he says the Gemara holds that a Tomei Dika Koyen, that if the Koyen went to that mikvah and he was over the Avoida, so he would also be Machshir. It would be Machshir, B'di'evid. I know, we don't really understand the Tushtal of the Gemara. But there's some Rishonim actually suggest that there is such a din by Mikvah also, that even if you knew it was Chaser before, okay, I don't know. A Kaponim, the Gemara compares it, and the Gemara compares it. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says that that's my comparison. Rabbi Kiva said no, because if the Kohen is over the void on the Mizbeach and finds out he was a Balmum, then his avoid is possible. We know ultimately there's a Pasuk, and the Pasuk only covers the Psul Cholov, it doesn't cover Balmum. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is that Rabbi Tarfon compares the mikvah case, whatever the comparison is, weird as it is, but Rabbi Kiva compares it to the psul of a balmum, that we don't say it's good the past, even though it's a different type of good. Okay. Rabbi Akiva compares it to a Baal Mum, and therefore it's no good. Wake up. And Rabbi Tarfon compares it to a Ben Gushim and Chalutza, where it is good. Different types of psula. Nira l'midoyma, the Gemara says, okay, let's see. Let's see if it's more doyma to the psul of a koyim, of a Ben Gushim and Chalutza, the psul of a mikvah being chosher. Let's see if it's more doyma to a Ben Gushim and Chalutza, or if it's more doyma to a Baal Mum. So the Kiva says it's more doyma to a Baal Mum. Mikvah psulo biyachid. If an Eirechot comes and says the mikvah's possible, he's Naaman, because Eirechot Naaman be Surin. Ubalmum psulo biyachid, if an Eirechot comes and says, Koyan's a Balmum, he's Naaman. Eirechot Naaman be Surin. Val Yochich ben Gusha ben Chalutza, that you need Shnayim. Ding. Okay, relax. Okay, I think that's enough for our purposes. Oh no, then the Gemara says, what's the case of Baal Mum Psulo B'yochid? If the Koyen is Makish, so Eirechot's not Nemun. Any case of Eirechot, Eirechot Makosh Alav Klubu. Even the Baal Dobar could be Makish him, and the Eirechot is Alav Klubu. Elamai, he's Shoysik. Okay, that means the equivalent case of Ben Gushim and Chalutz is also that he's shaysik. Right? He says, you with me? Right? And still you need to weigh them. So you see, Abaye is wrong, says Rabbah. Because the Eirechot is being made on something that you're telling me needs to weigh them, for whatever reason. And here it's one egg, but the Baal Dobar is being shaysik. So you see, when you need to weigh them, it doesn't help you to have one and the Baal Dobar is shaysik, which is what Abaye said. That by Ishto Zinso Beirechod, that somehow there's a combination of the Eirechod and the Baal being Shosek, Shtika Koidor. And here is a case of Shtika, Al Karchoch. And still it says that you need two to say that the Koin of English and Chalutza, even though the Koin himself is Shosek. That the Baal is right. That's Rabba's right. Amr Rav Tarfon Masulam is Magalom Zeach, Amr Rabbi Kiva Masulam is Baal Mum, Amr Rav Tarfon Adim Nabum, Rabbi Kiva, Echidami, Idemo Kasulaymi Mehemen, El the Shazat, the Chavatim Gush Mechulta, the Shazat, Tony Mikvam, Sula Biyachar, Baal Mum, Sula Biyachar, Lali Chef Gush Mechulta, Sula Bishmaim, Umavur says the Shmaitza. This is where the Tosfos Ris got his Raya from, because it's Mavur that Rava brings a Raya from Ben Grusha, that Sula Bishmaim. Meaning, it's like a Dovah Shebe'erva, that to say the Koyen, now remember, this is going to be, I don't want you to be surprised later. We're not talking, there's going to be a Chilek, so I'm warning you now. The Tosfos Ris was talking about saying a woman is usher to a Koyen. Mm-hmm. Here we're talking about a Koyen is a puzzle. And he's puzzle because of his Yichus. He's not really a Koyen, he's a Begut and a Halut. So the very one might be a different. But meanwhile, the Shmaitzer is saying that's the Tosfos Ris Raya. The Tosfos Ris have a Raya from the Gemara that Ben Grusha Ben Chalut, that a woman saying she's a Grusha or a Zayna needs two. So like where Gemara? What Gemara? Who? What? When? Where? So the Shmaitzer says this is obviously the Tosfos Ris Raya because it says in the Gemara that to say a man, a Koyan, is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalut, so you need Shnayim. Right? And the Lord, the Ben Grusha Ben Chalut, the post of the Kahuna. To say is a dinner dovish be'erva, and that's what the Tosfos Ris means. So that's what Tosfos Ris, right? His sushdal is from the Gemara saying that to say a koyin is a ben grusha ben chalutza a chola needs shnayim. That's what the Ferusha Gemara. That's what we just learned. That's Rava's Rai against Abaye. His Rai against Abaye is that even though the Baal Dover is shaysa, that's for our purposes not relevant. We're interested in that. You need two Adam. So the Tosfos Ris says, who I didn't say a woman is puzzled to kahuna, if to say a kayan is puzzled needs two, so to say a woman is puzzled to kahuna also needs two. Says the Shmaitzer, that's the Tosfos Ris. Says the Shmaitzer, but Rambam Kosav is Elishono, but we got a problem. Because in the Rambam, in the famous Rambam, Aber Isser Atzmai Beirechot Yuchzak, even though an Eirechot can't give Malkus, but an Isser Echot Beirechot Yuchzak, one of his cases is saying a woman is a Grusha Rezaina. So you see, an Eirechot isn't having to say a woman is a Grusha Rezaina. The Deen of the Rambam is the giving of the Malkus. That the Rambam says, if you establish the Isser beforehand, and we learned in the Shmaitza, it means established for 30 days, not just then. But in one of the cases in the Rambam is Grusha Zayna. So it's not like the Tosfos read. The Rambam calls off the Lashon, and Torah Shnei Eidim Ela B'Shas Maisa, to say that he ate it and he gets Malkus. Abba Lohis, that's my Beirechot Yuchzak. Keitzer Omer Eirechot Chela Kloyos Huzeh. Kili Akerim Hem Peiros Eilu. Grusha Zayna Isha Zu. Bachal Oibol Beidim Achash Hisru Boy. Harizu Loike. Abba Bishikris from Beidechot Adkan Lashon. But I'll compone him, he says Grusha Zayna. Oh, so now, Shmaita says, Taka, the Tosfos Reed has a Gemara. The Gemara says a Psul Kahuna needs two Eidim. Even the Muchach Mishas, the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Psulo Bishnayim, Al Kachatzo Achloim, the Psule Kahuna Kadova Shabarva Yechoshes. Right? Hello? Right? Uchad the Muchach Lava Tosfos Reed. The maid Alisha Shanishbe says she's a grusha, the chalutza, the poison, the kunaboy, shnayim, avidovisha be'erba, the imkain, hechi kosov a rambam, the grusha, oizoina, erechonemum, bolo oiso, the kahuna. And for the shmaitz of lochainirlani is daiti, the rambam's hakacholik on the tosis rid, but now we're going to explain why it's not shver from the Gemara. The Rambam's really not like the Tosfos Reed, and he holds the maid al isha shenishbeis lav dovisha be'erbahu afilu maid zayna isha zu erechad nemu lepoislo lekuhuna. We're talking about saying she's a chetzadissa to a kohen, like saying this piece of meat is chelim and also to the whole of Klal Yisrael. So you can say this woman's a zayna and she's also to a kohen. That's called erechad nemu b'yisurin. The maid al isha shenishbeis lav dovisha maid zayna isha zu afilu is chazik keteira. You say, wait a second, I have another problem with Neidechot being Neman. It's against Halcheska Seder. No, Neidechot Neman came to Kazoka Kiladas or Rambam and Vishnu Mekosanti Yeshech B'Yerideya, the Dait Ayin Shem. There are Rishonim that hold the Neidechot Neman against Kazoka, the Maskonos HaGemara. We went and learned through a couple of Prokim assuming that Neidechot is not Neman against Kazoka. But the Maisa, there are many Rishonim that hold the Neidechot is Neman against the Kazoka, and the Rambam is amongst them according to the Shach. So that's not the problem. The problem is not Erechot Neged Chazoka, but the problem is what about the Gemara and Kedushin? V'hod Ben Grusha, says the Shmaitzo, V'hod Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Psula B'Shnayim, because that is a Gemara, that the Koyan himself, near the Lav Mishum Dova Sheba'erva, I don't know, this is the Shmaitzo's Loshen. It was a funny Loshen, but his point is there's a Chilik. If you're going to say that Psul Kahuna is like a Dovish Be'erva, then you got a problem. Because what's the difference? Because the Psul of a Koyim Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, if that's a Dovish Be'erva, then so would it be a Dovish Be'erva to say a woman is Psul to Kahuna. Like Psul Kahuna, Psul Kahuna. Psul Koyim, Psul Lady. But that's not the case. Lord Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Psul of Ishlam, there is a Labishim Dovish Be'erva. Then came Havalei Isha Zoyna Grusha Nami Dovisha Be'erbach, which is written. V'nei Lefoneinu Das Haramam De Grusha Zoyna Lav Dovisha Be'erbach, Huvei Nechon Nemenbok, Moi Shari Surin. Ela, the Ben Grusha Mechalutza is Yichus. He's saying he's not a Koyin. He's not a Psul. The Chalolus is not a Psul. This is how the Shmaitz is learning. If it would be a Psul Kahuna, so then the woman, saying a woman is Pusul to a Koyin, you would say, not like Chelim. Chelim is also Chetzid Yisur. Here, like she's Posel to Kahuna. It's a different kind of concept. I don't know. That's what you might say. But he's saying, it's not like that. It's not like that. The pshat is that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Kiva the Psulo Begufo, Ume Psule Kahuna, it's Yichus. Like saying someone's a Mamzer. Saying that the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is like saying someone's a Mamzer. It's Yichus, and that is family matters, call it yuchse, genealogical matters. Mechiven du mepsule kalkuna u de boy shnayim. Mechmoy lord alechot shu mamzer. The other boy shnayim, the postal the Kal Yisrael. You learn from a pasuk of Yakir that Ov is a special nemonus if he says his kids are mamzer. The same thing. The father's nemon to say the kids are mamzer. So he's nemon to say he's a ben gushim echalutza, meaning he did something wrong. I guess but he's the father. You learn that from a pasuk. These beggars are yosef. Vim came muchen for less by mishum nemonas erechel b'isurin, because he has a special nemonas of a father. And now the Shmaitz is going to explain it a little deeper.
The loy omer erechel. Machlokas
whom? Taitz is written in Rambam.
Yeah,
but he didn't explain the Rambam yet. Taitz is written says he has arrived from a Gemara. That the psul kahuna as a din of Dovah Shabarim. And the Tzai told the Tzushkel, saying Ben Gurusha Mechalutza is a apostle of Koyan, is going to be called the psul kahuna, and saying a woman is a Zaina or a Chalala or a Gurusha, and she's apostle to a Koyan, and those are psul kahuna. Psul kahuna, and it has a din of Dovah Shabarim. Those are the words that the Tzai has written.
And the only way it could come about, really, is if she basically
No? Why you want to start having a discussion now how a woman becomes a Zayna? I don't know. She becomes a Zayna by standing on her head and serving tapioca pudding for dessert. That's how she becomes a Zayna. What do you care? That's how she becomes a Zayna, okay? Why she becomes a Zayna? The Rambam says the Farish and an echad is nemen to say a woman is zona. Not like the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says he has a raya from a Gemara. The Shmaitza unearthed the raya. The raya is from Ben Gushim and Chalutza, which is not the exact case of the Tosfos Rid, I warn you. Saying a kohen to Ben Gushim and Chalutza is not the same as saying a woman is also to a kohen. Like the Zvid holds it is and says Beferish, we got a Dovah Shem Erva issue here. So the Rambam doesn't hold it in Dovah Shem Erva. Saying Sulkun is not Dovah Shem Erva. Sulkuna would be able to tzustel Psul Koyen to Psul Lady to Koyen, apparently, and that would be called Dovah Shem Erva. It's Yichus, Yichusin. It's like saying some of the moms. Obviously, that doesn't apply to a woman. Saying she's possible to kuna because she's a zayna, not a psul yuchsin. Psul yuchsin, he needs to. He doesn't say it's a davar shemer, but he needs to. He says because you see, you need a posuk that a father's nemet to say a kid's a mamzer. So you need two, and you see, you need a posuk even. The same puzzle applies that about Ben Gurusha and Chalutza, that the father can say the kids are Ben Gurusha and Chalutza. So you see, you need two to say someone's a Ben Gurusha and Chalutza, which is the Gemara and Kedusha that says you need two to say someone's a Ben Gurusha and Chalutza, because it's Yuchsin. Now the Shmaitzer goes into it a little deeper, like to explain. Ella the Ben Gurusha and Chalutza, even the Psulo Begulfo, from the Psule Kahuna, even the Psule Kalkuna, I'm sorry, we said that already. Oh, the Loi Omru. Then he goes a little deeper into it. I'm not sure why he needs a form. I guess he's coming to explain why Yuchsin would need two. That's what it sounds like to me. Something happened. Your wine became usher. I think, again, he's just driving to the fact that it's a psul Yuchsin. The mikra, I mean, because the woman didn't change. That's what he means. Not the woman became in Yuchsin. She didn't become a mamzer to a kohen. She didn't get transformed into a mamzer legabi a kohen. She became also to a kohen, but she didn't become a mamzer legabi a kohen. You understand? It's not Yuchsin. It's like saying someone became Yayin Nesuch. It's Isser. It's Isser. That's how I'm explaining the Shmaitzer. Like he became a piece of chazer, became also became an avela. Maybe became a avela. This Nesuch Yencha Yayin became Yayin Nesuch. The woman became a grusha. She became usher to a koyin. saying a kind of Mengusha Ben Chalutza is how he was born. He wasn't born into a proper genealogical personal status. The woman who's saying the Zayin, I'll use very Londish and Lashonis and like it. The woman you're saying, you're not dealing with her as a Gavra, you're dealing with her as a Chefza. So you're saying the Yayin became Yayin Nesach, so the woman became a Zayin or a Grusha. So she's also to a Koyin, that's a Chefza. But with the Koyin saying you're a Grusha, you're dealing with him as a Gavra, not as a Chefza. And you're saying this guy is not a kosher Kohen. It's not his fault, he was born that way. That's what you see when we're kids. The call guy's name, you're stupid. What do you want from him? It's not his fault, he was born that way. Well, the apostle of Mikal Kahuna, old Israel, or called Israel. Okay, he's making a big deal out of it all. Maybe because that's his best raya that you're talking me too for yuchsin. Maybe because he's a perkas or a yuchsin. V'hod the ma'isi rova raya. Where is it? We got a problem because according to the Rambam, the Ben Grusha has nothing to do with Dovisha Be'erva. It has to do with yuchsin. But the Gemara tushtels it. Because the Gemara says you need two mikvah psula b'yachid and this psula b'shnayim, right? So Ben Grusha psula b'shnayim, but not because of Davish Berba. So what's Rava's raya? What do I see? Rava raya l'nyanishtu zinsa beinecha deserve vade havalei Davish Berba. Not a big kasha. Hayna b'shum the Rava's frile. Because the point is when an eidecha it's not neman and the baldin shoysek, what's the din? We don't really care why the eidecha wouldn't be neman on his own. What's important to us is that Eidechot is not Naaman on his own, and he's also not Naaman if the Baldin is Shaisa. That's what we care about. So we don't care if it was Al-Tobah Sheberba or Al-Syuchsin. That's what the Shmaites are saying. Hainim from the Rovus Vilei, the Filo Shaisik Baldin, loy Mahani Hecha de Boy Shnayim. Babaye Chaylek, Us Vilei, the Avogad de Dobah Sheberba Boy Shnayim. The Filo Achishtik is Baldin Mahani Hecha, Boor Betoysa Shom. The Bimaschul Omer Abaye, but the Bimaschul Rav Omer. The Abaye's point is the Shtik of the Baldin. Abai also knows in Dovish Rebbe Pochus Vishnayim. Umaisi Rav Araya, the Hech of the Boy Shnayim, when you need two, and we don't care why you need two, Rabbi Nian, we don't care why. When you need two, Loi Mahani Nam Bishtikos Baldin. So how does he know? But the Benguish Mechalutza, also you need two. So the Bishnayim, Bishum Davi, Psul Haguf, the Post of Kalkunov, Loi Mahani Lushoysi. So it's not a good sushtel, meaning this is Dovish Berva and this is Yuchsin, but so what? Rava's point is when an Eidechot is not Neman, so help them gulnished that the Baldover is Shosek. Bottom line, you could say she's a Grusha Zayna because you're saying this Nasach Yencha, she became a Chefza de Isura. Avalahot Shehu Ben Grusha Mechalut, that's a coin of a Grusha Mechalut, she psula guf, boy Shnayim. Okay, we'll stop here. Very beautiful.
Think about this, seems to be very, no?
You want to wring his neck for me?
Sure.
What do you want with Shtikos Baldin? That's Abaye Shita, it's so non consequential to the Shmaites who were learning. Because he just has a kasha, like a side question, according to the Pshat I just said, and the Rambam, so why does Rava have a Tzushtel? Rava Tzushtel's case A to case B. But according to me, case A is Yuchsin, Tzul Haguf, Toloda, his personal status. And case B is Dovish Be'erva. So what's your Tzushtel? So Terez is, because he's bringing a point about that when the Eidechot's not Nemon, he's not Nemon, even when there's a Shtikos Baldin. So we don't care why the Eidechot's not Nemon. What's important to us is that he's not, that's the clash between Abaye and Rava, is the Nemonos of an Eidechot when he's not Nemon, but the Baldin Shaisek. Why an Ishus Zona, and why Abaye does like the Shtikos Baldin?